This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so a confession and then a question for you guys. The confession is, obviously yesterday was Mother's Day. We hope everyone had a great one. Very, very important. I've always believed that, this is the confession, that Mother's Day presents don't necessarily have to be, like, quote, romantic. Like, to me, it's...
Oh, because you're doing it for your wife?
Well, because it's more of a, hey, thank you for everything you're doing. Let me see if I can appreciate you. I want to appreciate you, and I want to help your life as a mom be better. Because a lot of times, like, anniversary, that's romantic. Obviously, Valentine's Day, that's romantic. Birthday can be romantic. Mother's Day, to me, is just kind of like an appreciation. And
is it going towards Father's Day at this point?
Yeah. At Father's Day, I think it's the same
thing. Father's Day is just, hey, let's just hang out with Dad.
Yeah. Oh, is that today?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You gonna cook on the grill for us?
So I say all that to say this. I got a little grief for the gift that I got my wife.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, I see why he set it up like
no,
this.
No, I really feel like Mother's Day should
Mother's Day should be romantic, right?
No, it should not be necessarily be romantic. Now, okay. It can be, but it's more of an appreciation.
I hear you.
Hey, Mom.
I agree.
Per John Lopez definition.
Hey, Mrs.
The Mother's Day.
Yeah. I got her an ice chest. Okay.
Bro,
let me explain.
No,
you should have just took a fish. You should have just took a fish like you wanted to.
You got it. Did you even? Was it a Yeti? At least.
Okay, so this is where it gets.
Is this
good.
Something?
Did you get a good
use?
One?
No,
he
no.
got this from Bucky's. Now, didn't he?
No. She's wanted an ice chest for her car, for her SUV, because a lot of times she'll go to the and I guarantee I'm going to get a lot of support on this from the wives and mothers.
I don't think so.
713-572 She'll go to the grocery store. And then I always talk about add-ons, you know, that she has, they like to add, you know, stops. They do it for themselves, by themselves, too. Like, she'll go to the grocery store, pick up a couple things, and then, oh, I got to go, I want to go get my nails done, or I want to go do this. So she's always wanted a nice ice chest for the back of her SUV.
Sorry. I'm supposed to keep that laugh in as I'm reading the text line, but it just crept out.
I know what's coming. But
from the 713, you got her the Anora box set on Blu-ray, didn't you?
No, I did get her. I forget the brand, but it's like a Yeti. It has the clips and everything with the ice packs. And it's logoed, you know, because she likes the fish. I put the Bite Me podcast logo on.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man.
That is a good Mother's Day
you
gift.
You made it about you.
No, I didn't. It's for her car. It's for her little runs that she makes from the grocery store. I'm interested in what the response is going to be. I think a lot of the wives and moms are going to have my back on this.
I don't think so. And this is, and look, I think that you did put a lot of thought into this.
I did.
Like, I'm not the person who's coming through and like, oh, you did this for yourself. Because yeah. I do think that you came from a good place. Like, yo, this is something that you need. I quibble with your definition that, or the kind of the way that you framed it to start with, which is Mother's Day should be about getting a gift that helps you be, you know, the best version of mother. Or just help you out. I think Mother's Day is about whatever makes that person feel special, right? Like that is the general idea is, hey, you are a mother and I appreciate you. In order to show you I appreciate you, whatever make you feel appreciated. And so I get you're being a little too logical and being like, I'm going to help your life out, when in all reality, it's just like, what about to make her feel special? Thing, and if it is jewelry that day, then mama get some jewelry. And
I get that.
Right. And I think that you came from a place where you're trying to be helpful, and that's cool. But in that day, on that day, what she needed was something that made her feel special.
But here's
special.
The thing, Figgy, she wanted that. She wants that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said John's like Homer getting Marge a bowling ball with his name on it.
John is the guy. If she would have said, no, I don't want nothing for Mother's Day, he'd be like, okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
I definitely would not have done that. I know. I got enough experience on that.
Shout out to the 619 who said, it's like a Yeti. Good catch, because I didn't hear that. No, well, so it's not a Yeti?
No.
He got her an Arctic. Okay.
Oh, that's what you got. You got the Arctic.
I hear it.
It's a down south, I think is what I got.
He didn't even get
the Stanley brand.
The knockoff Arctic, bro. That's crazy.
Man, I'll send you a picture. It's great. I like it better than Yeti, to be honest. But she wanted it. It's an appreciation. It's making her life easier.
Okay.
Ladies, yes or no?
Lady T on the YouTube said, stop it. So I have a feeling, or rather the Twitch page. So I have a feeling that you're not getting defensive here.
I had to stop doing that with my wife too, because sometimes I just be talking like, man, you know what? I want to get a pair of these little headphones or something, like just small stuff that I will get on my own, and she would use that for my birthday gift. I'd be like, dang, I was trying to get this on my own. I would have asked for something bigger for my birthday.
I was with you till you said ice chest.
Oh man, yeah. Go and find something special, right? Yeah.
As long as she happy, then
yeah, man.
Everybody should be happy. Well, okay. But was she happy?
I'm not sold.
Yeah,
I'm not sold on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I tell you, I was happy this weekend, and I feel sick, sort of, about it, because it's a sick sort of catharsis. Seeing Steph's injury.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I'm really and truly am not the person that wishes for people. Like, I know that
I don't think anybody is, but when it happens, you're kind of like, all
right. Right, and it's the right thing to say, and I think we all know sometimes the right thing to say ain't really what you mean, but it's the right thing to say. Yeah. Like, no, I sincerely mean it. I don't wish for anybody's injuries. Like, right. I'm the dude who gets a little squeamish at any injury, and I'm like, I don't wish that upon folks. However, there was a sick sort of catharsis seeing the injury probably tank what I have come to believe could be a championship playoff run for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Like, I came into this being like, nah, I don't think the Warriors are that nice. Like, I think that they could be a problem for the Rockets. And as it's continued to go, and as we've seen the NBA playoffs, it's like, oh, okay, so that experience and just having a particular style of play, yeah, especially one that is solid defensively, as they have shown to be, they could mess around and go for on a run, right? They're giving the Wolves a really rough go of it to the place where that series looks ugly.
Yeah.
It's not like the Thunder over there on the other side looking real good. The Nuggets, you know, no, they are so-so.
There was an opportunity. Jokic,
and so I'm like, yo, that could have been a playoff run. Except Steph Curry out here hurting. I'm like, see, now you know how I feel, don't you?
Yeah.
Y'all was out here dealing with the dude with the bad ankle, and then y'all went on a how many year run of success with him not being the dude with the bad ankle? No. You back to this. Yeah. I want you to see. Injuries hurt some of us. I've been dealing with that hamstring strain forever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that is still bothering me. So I want you to understand. I feel there's a sick sort of catharsis. Again, I didn't wish for him to be hurt. I really don't want that. However, I want you to feel it, Golden State. I want you to feel it.
Relate.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so on Saturday, my cleaning lady came over. Shout out to my cleaning lady, Leela.
Okay.
My first confession is, this is the first time I met her in person.
What? Oh. How long has she been doing your house?
And she been in your
house?
She
did it twice, yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So this was the third time, and obviously Saturday I'm off. So I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I met her for the first time. She was cool. She struggled with English a lot, but I pretty much understood what she was saying and all that stuff.
Yeah,
she
was
very, very sweet lady. But my other confession is, I mean, I don't know how to take this, man. So a little backstory. Mm-hmm. It was Friday. I went to meet up with Ron and Clint as they broadcast live doing a crawfish tour.
Oh, you didn't know Sugarland?
Yeah, I was in Sugarland. Friday. And met a lot of listeners for the first time, and they said, "Man, you sound taller on the radio."
Or, I keep telling.
I
didn't
know you was this short.
I be telling them,
man.
You know what my cleaning lady said?
What?
She said, I thought you was taller.
See?
In Spanish?
No, in English. No, I understood that.
She said, I got the English for you here.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I thought you was taller than that.
Dude, how many times do you hear that?
Way too many times. I've been hearing it a lot lately, too.
Because you got tall man energy.
Man, I just don't get it, man. I mean, I've been hearing it. People always been talking about my height all my life, but it seemed like it was the past couple weeks where everybody said, man, you sound a little taller, man. I thought you was going to be taller.
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I got this Barry White type of voice where I just sound like a tall-ass dude.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem. It's not tone or tenor. It's gravity, man. Like, you carry yourself with a certain energy that does not that would not typically be with a small, diminutive figure. You know what I mean?
I mean, whatever I'm doing, it must have been the last couple weeks.
I wonder what it is that makes someone sound tall.
Yeah, 713-572-4610. If you can find a way to characterize that, what is it that makes someone sound
tall? It blew my mind
when
she said that.
How does one sound taller? How does one sound shorter?
Well, sound shorter is get real defensive in ways that you don't need to. That's an easy one. Oh, you sound like you short. Yeah. Also, by the way, just before I forget, Ocho and Rocky, y'all on my bad list. They immediately went to cleaning lady look good. And I'm like, guys, that's not the point of the story at all.
What she look like?
That's not even close to the point of the story. Oh, my gosh.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Also, I appreciate the folks who, you know, shout out to the 936 who said for their wife on Mother's Day, swept, mopped, waxed the floors in the house, then detailed her car. She was very appreciative. See, that's how you make her feel special, Lopez.
I do that a lot. I do that all the time. I'm a big cleaner. Big cleaner.
Yeah, but it's not the clean. It's what would make her feel special, John? That's next time, it's a gift.
A really nice ice chest for her car.
Gosh.
Yeah, really?
You could have got that on a Tuesday, man.
Someone said it's going to be in your truck in a month.
where your fishing spot at? Where you usually?
Aransas Pass?
It's going to be there.
Somebody said, deep voice sounds taller. Okay, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But I ain't got no damn deep voice, though.
Nah, it's not as high as you might imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently Lopez is just a lost cause. I'm trying to help you, brother. I am. But yeah, you're not getting any defense here on the text line. But again, appreciation to the Men's Tea Clinic for your lunchtime confessions. Always around this time here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's see what we do have when it comes to schedule situation, because it feels like the Texans have already caught a break, possibly, in the scheduling situation, and we'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.